Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about deploying large language models, LLMs, in a production environment. Buckle up, because this is a deep dive.
Exciting. So what's the first hurdle when moving past those quick chatbot demos with Llama.cpp and stepping into the real deal?
Scale, my friend. Handling multiple users, ensuring uptime, and let's be honest, not burning through your GPU budget. That's the challenge. What might purr along on your PC with a few gigs of RAM becomes a resource-hungry beast in production, potentially needing 40 gigabytes of GPU memory or more.
Right. So what's the recommended approach? Surely just throwing bigger hardware at the problem isn't the solution?
Absolutely not. The article strongly suggests using an OpenAI-compatible API. This gives you flexibility, especially with the rapid evolution of LLMs. What's cutting edge today might be ancient history in 6 months. This API-first approach lets you swap models easily, whether you're starting with Mistral 7B locally and then shifting to a cloud-based API server.
Smart. Makes sense. But what if cloud solutions are a no-go due to privacy concerns or existing hardware investments? What then?
Things get more complex when you're on-prem. First big question, which model? This depends entirely on your use case. A customer service chatbot and a code assistant, for example, have vastly different needs. The article suggests testing various API providers to identify the right fit before diving into on-prem deployment.
Okay, model selected. Next up, hardware. How do you avoid overspending on GPUs?
The article gives a handy rule of thumb. Multiply the model's parameter count in billions by 2 gigabytes for 16-bit precision models to estimate minimum GPU memory. For example, a Llama 4 Maverick might need a whopping 800 gigabytes, but a 5414B might run comfortably on a pair of NVIDIA L40s. They also mention that 8-bit models and quantization techniques can significantly reduce memory requirements.
I see. But it's not just about the model weights, right? There's also the key value cache to consider.
Exactly. Think of it as the model's short-term memory. More users, more details to track, and bam, you need even more memory. NVIDIA's support matrix is a good starting point to understand which and how many GPUs are needed for different open models. Plus, always consider redundancy. What happens if your single GPU node goes down?
Yes. The article focuses on Kubernetes for deployment as it abstracts away the complexities of managing large-scale deployments. Automating container creation, networking, and load balancing is a huge win. While Kubernetes itself has a learning curve, many enterprises are already familiar with it. This is why tools like NVIDIA's Inference Microservices, NIMS, and Hugging Face's Hugs, designed for containerized environments, have become so popular.
Got it. What about the inference engine? Lots of choices out there.
While Llama.cpp and Alima are great for small-scale projects, VLLM, TensorRT LLM, or even PyTorch are more common choices for large-scale deployments. The article uses VLLM as an example due to its broad model and hardware support.
Interesting. Then it walks through setting up a Kubernetes environment and deploying a specific model, right? I bet there's some nitty-gritty detail in there.
Definitely. The article gives a step-by-step guide for deploying Gemma 3-4B using VLLM on both NVIDIA and AMD GPUs. It explains how to configure the manifest file, including settings like replicas, resources, and crucial VLLM arguments like tensor parallel size, max num seeks, and max modelin. These parameters control how the model is distributed across GPUs and affect memory usage, throughput, and latency.
I see. Sounds like there's a lot to tweak to get optimal performance.
Absolutely. The article even outlines two scenarios, a corporate summarization assistant and a customer service chatbot, to illustrate how different use cases demand different configurations. It emphasizes the importance of benchmarking various settings to find the sweet spot for throughput, latency, and memory usage.
Fascinating. And what about pre-baked solutions like NIMS? They sound like a potential time saver?
NIMS simplify deployment, but come with licensing costs. They're excellent if you already have an NVIDIA AI Enterprise license. The article briefly covers deploying Llama 3.18b using NIMS, showing how to grab the Helm chart, configure it, and spin it up.
Great overview. So key takeaway. Think about flexibility, resilience, and security, right?
Yes, and remember that inference is just one piece of the puzzle. Building effective AI tools might require multiple technologies and approaches. Fine-tuning, retrieval augmented generation, and data prep are often essential.
Excellent points. Thanks for this in-depth discussion. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.